Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Shave is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading this morning is from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the whole armor of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is the word of the Lord. We have a room in our house that we use for storage and what is affectionately known as a pain cave, also known as fitness equipment. But the previous owners had a much different use. There was hunting and fishing equipment, tactical gear for self-defense, loads of canned goods, you get the point. I jokingly mentioned that it looked like a doomsday prepper room. Interesting that just a few years ago, doomsday preppers were considered outliers because they were paranoid and getting ready for a threat that didn't exist until it did. Nobody could have seen 2020 coming. Now, don't get me wrong, we don't need to live in the extreme of isolation and fear, but I think we all realize it's not a bad idea to be somewhat prepared for a disaster that we haven't faced in our lifetimes. So now, people are geared up for pandemics, hoarding, riots, civil unrest, government conspiracy theories. People are prepped. But are they? Are they? We're ready to wrestle with all manner of enemies that are flesh and blood. We go to the front lines to fight against our neighbors, our rulers, and any earthly threats to our bodies. But in the end, we neglect the true fight right in front of us. The battle that matters. The war with eternal ramifications. Doomsday prepping, perhaps, but this is the apocalypse. Dark and latter days that lead to the final judgment day. Have we really been preparing for it? Or do we turn to earthly measures to fight earthly enemies consumed in an earthly fight? Because, let me tell you about the real enemy that you should concern yourself with. Pharaohs, Caesars, kings, the mightiest conquerors and rulers of the world, cupcakes compared to this enemy and his army. He laughs at our weapons. Our defenses are like toys to him. Even our plagues and pestilence are just a warm-up for the flaming arrows and pure destruction and havoc that he wreaks. And not just on the body. No, his aim is for the heart and the soul. In and of ourselves, we are defenseless against Satan and his demons who are tearing us apart and turning us against ourselves. And if we really cared about this enemy, we would concern ourselves much more with the fiery darts that are locked on us like a bullseye. Gossip, hate, greed, envy, pride, lust. No doubt if you had eyes to see, you would want a shield for this, as much as a mask to protect from a virus. Because while one can bring temporal death, the other can lead to eternal death by sin. Now, if that strikes fear in your heart, consider that far beyond the strength of Satan is the power of God to bring down judgment on we who have betrayed and denied in our daily acts of treason. We let our guard down and let the enemy march right in. Now you see. Now you see we need strength that is not our own. We need armor made for the fight. And for all of the death and destruction and decay that Satan can muster, still one little word can fell him. A mighty fortress is our God. In that we have the Christ. We have the Christ who alone can defeat sin, death, and the devil himself. A Savior who alone can fulfill the law and bear our judgment. His greatest weapon is a love. A love that sacrifices and bleeds and dies. But it is an everlasting love. The victor over the tomb, who rose again victorious to give us the victory in his strength and in his might. There's only one way then. There's only one way then that we can withstand the old evil foe. We need the armor of God, and we need each other. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Baptized soldiers, enlisted in the church militant, empowered at the feast, we march into battle. We lift our shields of faith and we wield our swords of the very Word of God. And we fight for the souls held captive by the enemy, and to stand and to withstand his attacks. We will not cower. We will not back down. We will not fear, but we will be defenders of the truth, and we will stand. We are going to storm the very gates of hell, right into enemy territory, to rescue every single soul that is missing in action. Wherever the enemy is out to destroy, we will be there, in full armor and sword drawn, winning the war with the power of God's love. We need only blow the horn of victory, and our defeated enemy's walls will crumble before our feet as we lead our army into the promised land. And even though we might stumble, we might fall, we might lose a battle here or there, the world will see that in Christ alone we will persevere. As we know the final outcome of the war, seen in the resurrection of our mighty conqueror, Jesus Christ himself. And so, my brother and sister, warriors and soldiers, let us stand together side by side, withstanding all evil. May we never back down, but stand firm until the end, protected by the armor of Christ our King, who will lead us victoriously in his glory into his eternal kingdom. Taking up the whole armor of God and having done all, we will stand firm in our shield and in our champion, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Adam and Christine Lehman, who serve the Lord in Spain. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.